Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, a multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Part 12.
As we left the temple after Jesus forgave the woman caught in adultery, we passed a man known to all in Jerusalem, blind from birth, a fixture at one of the city gates. What happened next would not only change his life, but would open my eyes to see more clearly who Jesus truly was.
Master, look.
Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Jesus knelt beside the blind man, all of us disciples gathered around, watching. Jesus spit on the ground, mixed saliva with dirt to make mud, and gently applied it to the man's eyes. The blind man did not resist, though he appeared confused.
Go wash in the pool of Siloam.
The blind man hesitated, then slowly rose, using his staff to find his way.
Take my hand, sir. I'll take you there.
Why did you use mud? Couldn't you have healed him with just a word?
There are many ways to bring light, John.
After washing in the pool,
yes!
The blind man, fully healed, walks down streets in Jerusalem.
It can't be the same man.
It is. I've passed him begging every day for years.
How were your eyes opened?
The man they call Jesus made mud, put it on my eyes and told me to wash in Siloam. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
Where is this Jesus now?
I don't know.
Bring this man to us for questioning.
Tell us again what happened.
He put mud on my eyes. I washed, and now I see.
This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath.
But how can a sinner perform such signs?
What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened.
He is a prophet.
Send for this man's parents.
Is this your son, the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?
We know this is our son, and we know he was born blind.
But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. He is of age. Ask him. He can speak for himself.
Dismiss them. They are useless.
Give glory to God. By telling the truth, we know this man is a sinner.
I was sitting in darkness when he came by. He knelt in the dust, opened my eyes. Question his power, debate who he might be. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. You search for a flaw, you look for a lie, but none of you stay. The Sabbath of law and decree. But one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. Whether he is a sinner, I cannot say. Out of the impossible,
you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?
The religious leaders drove the man out of the synagogue. Jesus, learning of this, met the man on the street. We followed at a distance, watching.
Do you believe in the Son of Man?
Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him.
You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you.
Lord, I believe.
The once blind man bowed in worship. Jesus placed a hand on his shoulder. Meanwhile, some Pharisees who had followed behind him and observed this exchange confronted Jesus.
Are you suggesting we are blind too?
If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains.
The Pharisees withdrew, muttering angrily among themselves. Jesus helped the once blind man to his feet.
You have found more than sight today. You have found truth, and the truth has set you free.
Sometime later, we were walking through the temple portico. We passed shepherds who had come to Jerusalem for the feast of dedication.
My grandfather kept sheep near Bethlehem. He used to tell us stories of sleeping under the stars with his flock.
The shepherd knows each sheep by name. Even in darkness, he recognizes their voices.
Here come some religious leaders.
How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.
I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep.
The religious leaders exchanged glances. Tension built as more people gathered to listen.
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
We are not your sheep. We are Abraham's descendants. We are the leaders of God's chosen people.
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter by the gate but climbs in some other way is a thief and a robber. But the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he brings out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. The shepherd's voice calling in the wilderness. The shepherd's voice leading to still waters. The shepherd's voice guiding through the darkness. My sheep know my voice and follow me. Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd. He abandons the sheep when the wolf comes. He runs away because he cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Shepherd's voice calling in the
He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?
These are not the words of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
So are you saying that you are the Messiah?
I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. I and the Father are one.
Blasphemy. He claims to be God.
Stone this sinner.
I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?
We are not stoning you for any good work, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father.
The religious leaders tried to seize Jesus, but the crowd had grown and was divided, creating confusion. We used this opportunity to slip away. I and the Father are one. That's what enraged them, wasn't it?
Yes, they understood what I was claiming.
And is it true? Are you and the Father truly one?
You've been with me all this time, John. You've seen the works I do. What do you believe?
I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. The time is coming when they will not just threaten, but will act. The shepherd must lay down his life for the sheep.
Lord, this will never happen to you.
You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. We will leave for now, but the time is approaching when we must return.
To be continued.